You're just sitting there staring at your screen.
Right, the classic post-exam stare.
Exactly. I
Yeah.
mean, you've just spent weeks, maybe even months studying for this. You pass the exam and you finally have that shiny new SailPoint certification.
It's a huge milestone.
It is. So you update your LinkedIn profile, you sit back, and you just wait for the recruiters to start knocking down your door.
Let me guess, they don't.
No. Instead, it is absolute silence, just crickets.
Yeah, that is a really jarring transition for a lot of people entering the field right now. You expect a parade, and instead, well, you just get an empty inbox.
So today's deep dive is tailored specifically for you, the learner who is sitting there looking at that certificate, wondering, what went wrong.
Or what to do next.
Right. We are going to figure out exactly how to turn that piece of paper into a highly lucrative cybersecurity career in 2026.
Okay.
Because identity and access management, IAM, it is absolutely booming right now.
It's a massive industry, but clearly, as you just pointed out, the certification itself is not some magic key.
No, it's not. So to figure out how to actually cross that finish line, we're pulling from a really comprehensive roadmap today.
Yeah, it's a great document.
It comes from a training institute based in Hyderabad, India, called SailPoint Masters. The document is titled "After SailPoint Certification, What Next? Your Step-by-Step Career Roadmap."
And I love this source because the executive summary just hits you with a pretty hard truth right out of the gate.
Oh, totally. They don't sugarcoat it at all.
No, they don't. The primary finding of this source is that hiring managers value hands-on project experience far, far more than a certificate.
Right.
In the industry, they actually use the term paper tiger to describe someone who, looks fantastic on a resume.
They have all the acronyms after their name.
Exactly, all the acronyms, but then they completely freeze up in a live enterprise environment.
A paper tiger.
Yeah.
I really like that phrase. It makes me think about it like getting your learner's permit for driving.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, passing the written test proves you know what the pedals do.
Right.
Or it proves you understand what a stop sign is, and you've memorized the basic rules of the road.
But you haven't actually driven yet.
Right. No logistics company is going to hand you the keys to an enterprise-grade 18-wheeler truck without seeing you actually drive a rig first.
That analogy translates perfectly to enterprise security. I mean, the stakes are just incredibly high here.
Because SailPoint isn't just some background app.
No, SailPoint is an identity governance and administration platform. It acts as the central nervous system for managing who has access to an organization's most critical, sensitive data.
Wow, so it's really the core of their security.
It is. We are talking about financial records, patient healthcare data, proprietary source code. SailPoint controls the gates to literally all of it.
So if you mess up the configuration, you aren't just like bumping a car into a mailbox.
No, you are potentially exposing an entire global corporation to a massive data breach.
Which is terrifying.
Precisely. They cannot risk handing those keys to a paper tiger who has never actually built an identity governance policy in a live environment.
Even if they have the cert.
Right. Since you already have your certification, you obviously know the textbook definition of things like user lifecycle management.
Handling an employee's digital access from the day they're hired to the day they leave.
Exactly. And the theory behind role-based access control, or RBAC.
Sure, the definitions are easy.
But employers want to know if you can actually execute an access request workflow securely and at scale without completely breaking the system.
Which brings up a really interesting friction point in this roadmap.
Oh.
Yeah, because if the ultimate goal is practical experience, the next section of the document feels a little, I don't know, contradictory.
Oh, so.
Well, it outlines the SailPoint certification ladder. And looking at this, it is a massive progression of exams.
Ah, right. It breaks down how different certifications map to actual years of experience on the job.
Right. It starts with the associate certification, which is meant for 0 to 1 year of experience.
Covering the absolute fundamentals.
Exactly. Then you move to the professional certification, requiring 1 to 2 years, focusing on administration. And then the path kind of splits.
Yeah, that's where you get into the Identity IQ or IIQ and the Identity Security Cloud or ISC certifications.
Right. And those are for 1 to 3 years and focus on heavy implementation. After that, you're looking at engineer and implementation certifications for 2 to 4 years of deep technical customization.
It's a lot.
And finally, the architect certification for 5+ years of experience dealing with enterprise-level strategy.
Like I said, it is a very structured, very comprehensive ladder.
But wait, if I'm a learner looking at this right now, I am seeing 7 different certifications listed.
Yeah, it looks daunting.
If the entire premise of this roadmap is that employers want hands-on experience, why is the curriculum pushing a 7-level ladder of exams? I mean, is this just a trap to keep people paying for tests instead of actually working?
I get why you'd think that. It's a very valid concern, but it kind of misinterprets how the ladder is meant to be used.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The source is absolutely not suggesting you take all 7 certifications. You need to think of it as a menu, not a marathon.
Okay, a menu. I like that.
You don't climb every single branch of the tree,
yeah.
You know. You pick a specialization, and the roadmap actually gives a very clear recommendation on which branch holds the most value right now.
Which one is that?
It specifically flags the Identity Security Cloud, or ISC, certification as the crucial target.
Okay, but why the heavy emphasis on cloud? Like, why not just master the core on-premise systems?
Because the on-premise era is rapidly ending. I mean, it's just going away.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Legacy systems where a company had a physical server rack in a basement somewhere running their identity software, those are being actively phased out.
So everyone is moving online.
Exactly. Organizations are migrating to cloud-based identity governance. So the strategic value for your career is in understanding cloud provisioning and software as a service integrations.
So securing that ISC certification signals to a hiring manager that you are trained for the reality of modern network architecture.
Right, not the legacy architecture of 10 years ago.
Okay, that clarifies things a lot. You get your basic associate cert, you start getting your hands dirty with real projects, and you target that cloud certification to make yourself highly marketable.
That's the plan.
But this is where the roadmap drops what feels like a total bombshell.
The required skills section.
Yes, because after detailing all of these highly specific SailPoint paths, it pivots completely. It claims that to be a great SailPoint professional, you actually have to master technologies that are not SailPoint.
This is a critical transition in the learner's journey. You really have to break out of the SailPoint bubble.
Let's look at the list they provide, because it is an absolute acronym salad.
It is quite extensive.
The source insists you need to expand into broader identity and access management concepts, like privileged access management, or PAM.
Right.
Single sign-on, SSO. Multi-factor authentication, MFA. And zero trust security.
And those are just the concepts.
Exactly. Then it goes into deep engineering skills.
Mm.
It says you need to learn Java, Bean Shell scripting, REST APIs, Active Directory, LDAP, and SQL.
It is a formidable list of technologies to throw at someone who, you know, just finished a vendor-specific certification.
Formidable is a very polite word for it. Honestly, I have a major bone to pick with this.
Go for it.
SailPoint is marketed as a premium, top-tier, industry-leading platform. If an enterprise pays top dollar for this software, shouldn't it just work out of the box?
You would hope so.
Right. Like, why on earth does a practitioner need to know Java or write custom SQL scripts just to make it function?
Well, that is the marketing pitch versus the engineering reality.
Ah, okay.
In a perfect world, a premium product plugs in and works flawlessly. But an enterprise network is never a perfect world.
It's messy.
It's incredibly messy. It is usually a sprawling, chaotic web of thousands of different applications.
So you have modern cloud apps running right alongside like 20-year-old HR systems that were custom built in the early 2000s.
Exactly. And SailPoint has to communicate with every single one of them.
Wow. Okay, that sounds like a nightmare.
It can be. SailPoint is essentially the brain. It makes the governance decisions. It decides that John in accounting should no longer have access to this financial database.
Right. It sets the rules.
But the brain needs a nervous system to send that signal to the database. And that nervous system is built out of those adjacent technologies you just listed.
Okay. Let's unpack some of those mechanisms so the learner knows exactly what they're actually dealing with here.
Sure.
Let's start with Active Directory and LDAP. Why do I need to know those?
Think of Microsoft Active Directory as the ultimate bouncer at the club for most corporate networks.
The bouncer?
Okay. Yeah, it holds the master list of user accounts and passwords. SailPoint needs to talk to that bouncer constantly to sync user data.
And how does it do that?
It does that using a protocol called LDAP, which stands for Lightweight Directory Access Protocol.
So LDAP is basically the language SailPoint uses to query the giant corporate phone book.
That is a great way to visualize it. If you don't understand how an LDAP directory is structured, like how it groups users into organizational units, you simply cannot configure SailPoint to pull the right data.
Okay, that makes sense. What about REST APIs and JSON? The roadmap emphasizes those heavily too.
Well, while LDIS is used for legacy directories like Active Directory, modern cloud applications use APIs, application programming interfaces.
Okay.
An API is essentially a digital courier. When SailPoint needs to create a new user account in a cloud app, like Salesforce, for example, it sends a request via an API.
Got it. And the JSON part.
That request is usually formatted in JSON, which is just a standardized, lightweight way to structure data so that two entirely different software systems can read it.
Oh, I see. It's like a standardized shipping container. It
Exactly.
doesn't really matter if the cargo ship and the receiving port are built by totally different companies. As long as the shipping container is a standard size, they can transfer the goods.
That is spot on. SailPoint packages the command in JSON, hands it to the API courier, and the destination app knows exactly how to open it.
Wow. Okay. Without understanding how to read JSON or troubleshoot an API call, you would be completely blind when an integration fails.
You'd have no idea what went wrong. And finally, you mentioned Java and Bean Shell scripting.
Right. Why am I writing custom code? I thought this was off-the-shelf software.
Because eventually you will encounter an in-house proprietary application that doesn't use standard APIs and doesn't use LDAPI.
So there's no pre-built connector at all.
None. In those moments, you have to write custom rules and scripts using Bean Shell.
Which is like a version of Java.
Yeah, it's a lightweight version of Java. You use it to manually build the bridge between SailPoint and that obscure application.
Okay, this makes so much more sense now. You aren't just pushing buttons in a software dashboard.
Not at all.
You are acting as a digital translator across a massively complex corporate network.
That's exactly the job.
But honestly, looking at this list, mastering SailPoint Cloud, Zero Trust, Java, APIs, Active Directory, SQL. How does a normal human being learn all of this without going back to college for a four-year computer science degree?
That feeling of being totally overwhelmed is incredibly common.
I mean, I'm overwhelmed just reading it.
Which is why the roadmap provides a very specific chronological 12-month execution plan to pace the learning process.
Okay, let's analyze this timeline because pacing is everything.
It really is.
According to the source, months 1 and 2 are dedicated to building identity governance workflows and practicing interview scenarios.
Right, you're just getting your hands dirty with the core mechanics you learned for your certification.
You're cementing the foundation.
Exactly.
Then in months 3 and 4, you pivot. This is when you dive into SailPoint Identity Security Cloud and focus specifically on integration use cases.
Making that transition to modern SaaS architecture.
Which aligns perfectly with where you said the industry is hiring.
It does.
But then we hit months 5 and 6, and I have to throw a massive red flag on the play here.
Uh-oh. What is it?
The roadmap states that in months 5 and 6, you must broaden your scope to learn IAM, SSO, MFA, PAM, Active Directory, LDAP, and API integration.
That's the heavy lift phase.
But learning all of those vastly different domains in just 60 days sounds physically impossible. Is this timeline setting the learner up for total burnout?
It absolutely would be if the expectation was domain mastery.
Okay, so it's not mastery.
No. There is a crucial distinction here between being a subject matter expert and having functional integration knowledge.
Break that down for me. What is the difference in this context?
Well, when an employer hires you as a SailPoint engineer, they do not expect you to be the primary Active Directory administrator for the company.
Okay.
They are not asking you to build a complex AD force from scratch or manage the entire company's group policies.
That's someone else's job.
Exactly. Similarly, they don't expect you to configure the internal security of their privileged access management vault.
So what are you actually doing in those 60 days then?
You are learning how those systems behave from the outside. You are learning the specific vocabulary required to communicate with them.
Oh, I see.
You might spend a week learning how to write a simple API query to rotate a password in a PAM vault. Then you spend a week learning how to search an LDAP directory for a specific user ID.
So you are learning to be a conversational translator, not a native fluent speaker of every single IT language in the building.
Exactly.
Well, that makes the 60-day window seem vastly more realistic. You don't need to know how the engine of the car was built. You just need to know how to plug your diagnostic computer into the dashboard port to read the data.
That is a perfect parallel. And once you acquire that functional translation knowledge, you move into the final prolonged phase of the roadmap.
Right. Months 7 through 12. The source dedicates an entire half year to building a practical portfolio, applying for roles, and prepping for those advanced certifications we talked about earlier.
It's the synthesis phase.
Which leads us to the ultimate question. After a grueling 12-month grind, what is the actual reward at the end of the tunnel? What specific job titles are you even targeting here?
The curriculum outlines several primary career opportunities. You have the SailPoint developer, who is heavily focused on writing those custom Java rules and configuring complex integrations.
Okay, so a very code-heavy role.
Yes. Then there's the SailPoint engineer, who generally focuses on the broader implementation and overall health of the environment.
And the source also lists the IAM consultant.
Right, and they advise organizations on their overall identity strategy rather than just doing the daily coding.
There's also the identity governance specialist, who focuses heavily on the compliance and audit side of the house.
Very important for heavily regulated industries.
And finally, the cybersecurity identity analyst, who supports broader risk management initiatives.
So it is a diverse array of roles, meaning you can really tailor your path, whether you prefer deep coding or strategic planning.
That's great. However, the roadmap also includes a highly critical section titled Mistakes to Avoid.
We definitely need to cover those.
So let's talk about the pitfalls, because these are the traps that will completely derail that 12-month plan. The source explicitly warns against relying solely on certification,
which we covered extensively with the paper tiger concept.
Right. It also warns against ignoring cloud identity tech, and it warns against avoiding scripting skills. But there is one mistake in their list that stands out above all the rest.
Neglecting interview preparation.
Yes.
It is the most common point of failure for highly technical practitioners. Technical knowledge is completely useless if you cannot articulate why it matters to the business during an interview.
This actually makes me think of the physical origins of this roadmap.
Oh, how so?
Well, the source mentions that SailPoint Masters is located in Hyderabad, specifically near the JNTU metro station and the Sri Brahmaramba Theater.
Okay, yeah.
Now, that area is a massively bustling, high-energy tech and commercial hub. Imagine applying for a job in a fast-paced environment like that, maybe as a head pastry chef at a premier restaurant right next to that busy metro station.
Okay, let's follow that scenario.
If you walk into the interview and simply wave your culinary certificate around, proudly explaining that you know exactly how to operate their specific high-end commercial oven,
the restaurant owner isn't going to care.
Exactly. They know you can press the buttons on the oven. The certificate proves that.
Yeah.
What they want to know is if you can pair flavors properly. Can you manage the inventory?
And most importantly, can you run that kitchen during a chaotic Friday night dinner rush without burning the entire restaurant down?
That is the exact dynamic at play in the cybersecurity interview.
It really is. The interviewer knows you have the SailPoint certificate. They know you can operate the software interface.
So what are they actually testing?
They are testing your business logic and your ability to manage risk under pressure.
So how does a learner prove that in a technical interview? Like, how do you show them you can handle the dinner rush?
By consciously shifting your answers from task execution to strategic value. If a hiring manager asks you how to configure a multi-stage access request workflow, do not just list the sequence of drop-down menus you click in SailPoint.
Because anyone can read the manual to figure that out.
Precisely. Instead, explain why implementing that workflow mitigates insider threat risk.
Ah, tie it back to the business.
Explain how automating that specific process will save the IT help desk 200 hours of manual ticket routing every month.
That's a huge metric.
Explain how it ensures the company passes their upcoming compliance audit.
Right.
When you can seamlessly connect a technical API configuration to actual business outcomes like cost savings, risk reduction, and compliance,
yeah,
that is the exact moment you stop being a paper tiger and become a highly paid strategic advisor.
You have to prove that you understand that the 18-wheeler isn't just a big, complicated truck. It's delivering critical cargo that keeps the entire business alive.
That is the ultimate goal of the entire 12-month roadmap.
This has been an incredibly clarifying breakdown.
I agree.
So, to summarize the ultimate lesson for the learner listening right now, your SailPoint certificate is vital.
Very true.
It is the ticket that gets you into the arena, but it is your hands-on experience, your focus on modern cloud architecture, and your willingness to learn those adjacent communication languages.
The APIs, the JSON, the LDAP.
Exactly. Those are the actual weapons that will win you a lucrative cybersecurity career in 2026.
It requires a fundamental shift in mindset. You are no longer just learning a software platform. You are learning how to secure the entire enterprise ecosystem.
Beautifully said.
But Before we wrap up today's deep dive, examining this roadmap raises one final provocative question that the source material doesn't explicitly address.
Oh, okay.
But it's something that every practitioner really needs to ponder.
I'm always here for a lingering question. What should the learner be thinking about?
Well, this curriculum heavily emphasizes learning broader cybersecurity principles. Zero trust, API integrations, cloud architecture.
Rather than just SailPoint clicking.
Right. And we know that identity governance is becoming increasingly automated, with native integrations and AI being built directly into massive cloud platforms.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
So the question you have to ask yourself as you build your career is this. Will the concept of a standalone SailPoint professional even exist in a decade?
Wow. That is a fascinating shift to consider. As the software gets smarter, the value of just knowing the software drops.
Exactly. Will mastering these broader IAM architectures and coding skills be the only way to survive in the industry when the basic out-of-the-box certification skills become entirely automated by the platforms themselves?
It really makes you evaluate where you invest your time. Because eventually, that 18-wheeler might learn to drive itself.
And when that day comes, you had better be the person who knows how to program the logistics network, not just the person who knows how to push the pedals.
So true. Keep expanding those skills, keep learning the broader ecosystem, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.